Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to WLS, the voice of Prairie Farmer, America's oldest farm paper, Chicago.
The Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax stack the cards against dullness and deal you a gleaming grand slam hand with Rico Marcelli's orchestra, Emery Darcy and Kay Donna, Hugh Studebaker, and Marion and Jim as Fibber McGee and Molly. If you want to have beautiful polished floors with only 10 minutes work, use Johnson's Glow Coat, the remarkable liquid floor polish that shines as it dries without rubbing or buffing. Cultural level of Wistful Vista is going up. Molly McGee has decided to take a few lessons in bridge, and the instructor is expected momentarily as Fibber and Silly Watson get things ready.
Fibber McGee, what good are you doing sitting there on your easy chair? I'll get that card table set up. And you, Silly.
Yes.
Get two chairs out of the dining room. Hurry now.
Yes, now, I was just going to do that, Miss McGee.
Who are you going to have play, Molly, besides the teacher?
Well, there's me and you.
Me?
Yes, you. Me and the teacher and you.
Oh, shucks, Molly. I ain't going to sit here like a dad-ratted pink tea hound and play bridge with a bunch of women. I got me a date to play some pool with more toots.
Oh, you're not going to play bridge?
Nope, I ain't.
Oh, you're not.
No, wait a minute. Put the piano stool down, Molly. I'll play.
Well, now that's better, McGee.
Quit, y'all want to use your chair, Miss McGee.
Set it down any place, Silly. But I told you to bring in two of them.
Yes, and I hear you. I thought I'd better bring one at a time so I'd be sure to bring the right one, ma'am.
The right one?
Yes.
The dining room chairs are all alike.
Yes, and that's why it's so hard to pick out the right one, ma'am. That's fast thinking, Phil. First feller's never had much schooling. I'll bet you never went beyond the fifth grade, did you, Phil?
Fifth grade?
Yeah. Yeah, college, ain't it?
McGee, put up the table.
Okay, Molly. But you didn't say who was going to be the fourth hand.
Oh, I couldn't get a fourth hand, McGee. Mrs. Toops disappointed me. Miss Witherspoon couldn't get away from the library this evening, and Mrs. Thomas is visiting her sister.
Well, if y'all ain't got enough people to play this here bridge stuff, why don't y'all roll them dice?
What say, Sil?
I say, why don't y'all roll them little bones?
Why, shucks, Sil. That'd be gambling.
Oh. Well, sure. When y'all play bridge, y'all play for nothing?
Sometimes, or maybe a tenth of a cent or something easy.
Mm. Well, how much y'all have to bet before you call it gambling, boss?
Oh, that ain't the point, Sil. It's whether you lose or not. If you lose, it's gambling. If you win, It's just good, clean fun. You see through it?
Oh.
Say, haven't you two got that bridge table up yet?
Nope, I ain't quite decided just where.
Doorbell, Molly.
Heavenly days, I hope it isn't the instructor already. Miggy, you go and see who it is. Hurry up now.
Oh, okay. You'll be putting up the table, Sil.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hello there, Geraldine. Come on in.
Oh, no, I couldn't really, Mr. McGee.
Oh, come on in. We were just thinking about you. You see, Molly has...
Oh, were you really thinking of me?
You betcha.
Oh, I must have got the message. Telepathy, you know.
Telepathy?
Gerald says the human mind is just like a radio station.
Oh.
They send and receive, but most of them haven't any sponsors. Oh, Gerald says the cutest things. I mean, he really does.
Yeah, I know, but Molly was going to ask you to play bridge
for us. Bridge? Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
If there's anything I adore, it's bridge. Mm-hmm. I really do. Gerald says it's probably because my uncle was shot for having an 18 queen up his sleeve. Oh, Gerald says they buried him with simple honors.
Yes, but Molly...
Well, I really do love bridge, but Gerald doesn't.
Oh.
Gerald says the only kick he gets out of it is under the table. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I know, but what shall I tell Molly?
Oh, well, tell her I'm terribly sorry. Well, I mean, I really am, really. I only stopped by to thank Mrs. McGee for loaning me her waffle iron.
Oh,
Gerald just worships waffles. I mean, he really does.
Well, Molly, she...
Gerald says if he had just 3 wishes in this world, he'd ask for 2 carloads of waffles and just a simple marble headstone.
Yeah,
isn't that
preposterous?
I mean, isn't it really?
Well, just...
Would you tell Miss McGee I'm sorry I can't play?
Well,
some other time, I hope. Little.
Hey, Gerald. Oh, shucks. Can you beat that? Poor Molly had her heart all set on... Hey, Molly. That was Geraldine. She says she can't
Never
wait.
Mind, McGee. I heard every word of it.
Every word? Well, Sil, did you get that card table up yet?
Yes, sir. Well, that's the first thing accomplished today.
Yes, sir, but Miss McGee, please, ma'am, that little old table seemed kind of wobbly, ma'am. Go on with you, Sil. Why, shucks, that there table's as solid as... Let's see it.
Yes, sir.
That is, boss. She done shake like everything, boss.
It does look a bit weak, McGee. Silly's right.
Yes, go on with you. Weak. Why, shucks. That there table's built to stand a weight of more than 500 pounds. A man could jump up and down onto it. Hey, Sil, how much you weigh?
What?
How much do you weigh?
I weigh... How much you say a little old table stand up on the boss?
500 pounds. How much do you weigh?
502, exactly, boss. Oh, for heaven's sake, McGee, what difference?
Come on, Sil. Get up onto the table there and show Molly how solid it is.
Heavenly days, McGee.
Boss, did I have to? Up with you, Sil.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he is, boss.
Shucks, boy, stand up straight. That's it. There. You see, Molly? Why, that table is built like a battleship.
Yes, and I is sunk.
Heavenly days. Now look what you've done. You've made Sylvia's bust right down through the top of the table.
Well, shucks, Molly, I
thought you said that table would hold 500 pounds.
Well, I meant the legs, not that cardboard top onto it, Molly.
Get that table off your hips, Sylvia.
Yes, but how? I can't move, ma'am. I'm stuck.
Say, Molly, I got an idea.
Oh, you have? Well, listen to me, Fibber McGee.
Look, let's leave Syl just where he is in that hole in the table, see? He can stand there, and with 4 people sitting at the table, he can be a referee. Come on, Molly.
Hey, don't leave me here in the middle, please, ma'am. Ain't nobody going to help me out in the little table.
Kay Donna sings a number from the show Jubilee. Why shouldn't I? Kay Donna.
Why shouldn't I take a chance when romance passes by? Why shouldn't I know of love? Why wait around when each age has a sage who has found? Not upon this earth. Love is all that is really worth thinking of. It must be fun, lots of fun, to be sure when day is done that the hour is coming when you'll be kissed and then you'll be kissed again. All debutantes say it's good, And every star out in Fort Hollywood seems to give it a try. So why shouldn't I? Must be fun, lots of fun, to be sure when day is done, that the hour is coming when you'll be kissed and then you'll be kissed again. All day you come, day is good, and every star out in far Hollywood seems to give it a try. So
I'll bet you that Kay Don is kind of cute, you know it? I always says if I ever met a gal like that,
Molly,
McGee, I'd tell her just how much I think you, Molly. I'd say, shucks, baby, I'd say, if you was only like my Molly.
Oh, McGee, go on with your blarney. But I'd love it.
Oh, sure, Molly.
Now, you just sit there comfortable, dear, and I'll bring your slippers. Sure, you'll be glad you stayed home.
My slippers are in the closet there, Molly, on the floor.
Yes, I found them.
What's the matter, Molly?
There's somebody's feet in these slippers.
Yes, but think of the feet that scuffed and tracked snow and mud across your floors and linoleum.
Harpo, what are you doing in our closet?
Well, Fibber, believe it or not, I was just waiting to tell you why it's so easy to keep your linoleum clean and shining once you've protected it with Johnson's Glow Coat. It's because Glow Coat gives your floors a tough, wear-resisting polish that sheds dust and dirt. Glow Coat makes the colors in the linoleum look brighter and fresher, and the floor won't get worn and dingy around the doorways or in front of the stove. The Glow Coat polish will keep it looking like new. And remember, you don't have to do one bit of rubbing or buffing when you use this remarkable liquid polish that dries in 20 minutes and shines as it dries. Ask your dealer for Johnson's Glow Coat, made by the makers of Johnson's Wax.
Yeah. Lanzaro.
And now, back to Wistful Vista, where Fibber and Molly are awaiting the arrival of the bridge teacher.
Oh, that must be Miss Corbin, McGee. Go to the door, Sylvius.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Miss Corbin.
Yes, ma'am. Miss McGee and Miss McGee, they're right in here, ma'am.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. McGee?
My, my, I'm real glad you come, Miss Corbin. It's real anxious I am to get started. This is me husband, Miss Corbin.
Oh, how do you do?
Hi, Miss Carbine.
Miss Corbin.
That's what I said. So, you're the bridge tender.
I beg your pardon.
Be quiet, McGee. Dear silly, take Miss Corbin's things.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I've been looking forward to giving you your first lesson, Mrs. McGee. Have you played much bridge?
Well, now I wouldn't say so. Come right in here, please. I've just played a little auction now and then, but no contract.
Oh, but contract is the game. No one plays auction now.
Oh, no, I don't know, ma'am. Some of the boys down at the pool parlor ring up a pretty hot game auction. You see the way...
Have you played auction?
Well, I'll tell you, I ain't so hot on the bridge, but in my day, there wasn't a faro dealer west of Gimper's Gulch that could beat me to ace.
Oh.
Well, I was known as Two-Draw McGee in them days. Two-Draw McGee, the trump-taking terror of the Teton Trail.
Two-Draw? In what game, may I ask, did the player draw twice?
Poker, in them days, ma'am. You drew three cards with the left and a six-shooter with the right.
Oh.
Why, mind the time old horse-face Hennigan tried
McGee.
To...
McGee!
Sit down, Miss Carbin.
Corbin.
Oh, yes. You smoke?
Thank you, no.
You chew?
McGee.
Miss McGee, ma'am.
Yes, silly.
Miss McGee, I done put up that other table like you say, but y'all better go easy on it.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Sylvia. You see, Miss Corbin, we, our good card table, we had a slight accident a while ago, and this is an old one we had in the attic. And,
you see, ma'am, our butler, silly there, he stuck his feet through it.
Yes, sir, but...
And shucks, the first thing we know, there he was, standing hip-deep in the card table.
Yes, sir, but...
quiet, Sil. That's the way with butlers, ma'am. Always button.
This table seems quite adequate, I'm sure, but... May I ask who's to play fourth hand?
Oh, dear, that's what I wanted to tell you, Miss Corbin. The lady who was to come over couldn't be here, and everyone I called was either out or busy.
I see. Well, it's really much better to instruct with four players, any four players, but with Mr. McGee here, we can play dummy bridge for today.
You bet. Oh, is that so? With me here, you can play dummy bridge, huh? I catch on to things. Well, Chucks, if that's the case, I'll just pick up my marbles and go on down to the pool room.
McGee,
huh?
Be quiet. Miss Corbin only meant one hand would be face up on the table.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Where are we set, ma'am?
Well, now let me see. You across from me, Mrs. McGee, and you to my left, Mr. McGee. Your partner will be the dummy.
And vice versa.
What's the joke? I don't get it. Oh, I see. I'm to play the both of you. I didn't get it at first. You got quite a sense of humor, ma'am. Nobody to suspect it another. Okay, sis, deal them out. How about Deuce's Wild start?
McGee, they don't play Deuces Wild in bridge.
It'd be a better game if they did. Well, suppose we play four hands round dealer's choice. Which do you like best, ma'am? Stud, draw, seven-card Pete, or spit in the ocean.
Are you sure we can't find a fourth hand, Mrs. McGee, or preferably a third and fourth hand?
Oh, ganging up on me, eh?
No, I'm afraid not, Miss Corbin. I'm real sorry, too. Heavenly days, I've called everyone I could think of.
And... Well, it really doesn't matter, although four hands make the instructions so much better. Then we have a choice of dummies.
Hey, Sil.
Yeah,
you play cards, Sil?
What?
For heaven's sakes, McGee, pay attention.
How's your bridge work, Sil?
With a good boss, except for my wisdom teeth.
No, I mean, do you know cards, Sil?
Yes, sir, boss.
Sure do.
Starting at the bottom, there is the Deucey, the Tray, Little Joe, Five Spot, 60 Days, Lucky Seven, Eight Ball, Bad Luck, Ten Spot, the Nib, Typewriter Gal, Big Shot, Middle Old Age.
Well, for heaven's sake.
Gracious.
Sylvius, you'd better go out in the kitchen and sit down.
Does I have to sit down, please, ma'am?
Why not?
Well, ma'am, when I come busting down to that little old table, ma'am, I kind of got bruised, kind of, ma'am.
Well, maybe you'd just better go out and fix the sandwiches and things, Sylvius.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you order the ice cream?
What?
Did you order the ice cream, Syl?
Yes, they say the boy be right over.
Fine. All right now, Miss Corbin. Let's get started.
Very well. Perhaps I'd better explain some of the principles of contract bridge as opposed to auction.
I'm opposed to both of them myself.
What's that, McGee?
I says, yes, I'm supposed to know both of them.
You see, in contract... Oh, do you play Culbertson or Sims?
Oh, we just play catch-as-catch-can, sis. As Culbertson says, that covers a multitude of Sims. Ain't funny, McGee.
In contract, you only score what you bid. Score is marked up below the line, the surplus with honors being written down above the line. Do you understand?
Oh, sure.
Where's the windshield on our car? If we had a windshield.
The purpose in contract is to gather the ideal partners and opponents' strengths and hand values by the bidding. You understand about quick tricks?
You betcha. Here's a quick trick. I take the deck like this here, without looking at it. Now you take a card. Take any card, Corby, and I'll tell you which card is on with...
Be quiet.
Okay, but I don't know what you're so finicky about, Molly. That trick panicked them at the pool room.
Perhaps I should deal one hand before going into further details. Cut, please, Mr. McGee.
You betcha, sis. There you are, sis. The McGee cut with the gypsy's curse.
And now, Mrs. McGee, if you have a biddable suit, show it.
All right.
What kind of a suit, ma'am?
A biddable suit.
Oh, yes, a biddable suit. I thought you says a suitable bid. But if you mean you ain't got a suitable bid in a biddable suit that suits the bidder, then the bidder better bite his bid till he gets a better bid in a biddable suit for a suitable bid.
Skipper, dear, will you please keep quiet? Ow! Ooh, ow!
Who kicked me? Did you kick me, Corby?
Certainly not. Pick up your card, please.
Shucks. I ain't even got a face card.
Then you have a Yarborough, Mr. McGee.
Yarborough? Just plain Burl. This hand would make a jackass out of anybody.
It's your bid, Mr. McGee.
Well, shucks, give me time, sis. See what I got here. See. Oh, I had a dog, a little brown beagle, had eye like a bat and a nose like an eagle. The night of the wedding, Larry McGraw. I'll open for a dime.
One hat. You, Mrs. McGee.
Well, now, let me see. Oh, dear, I don't believe I have a single thing that I can...
Hey, Corby, did you ever lay a card onto your thumb like this, put a nickel onto it, and flip the card out from under it? Look, shucks, it took me years,
sir. Miss McGee, ma'am, excuse me, please, ma'am.
Well, what is it, Sylvia?
Everything is ready, ma'am, except that ice cream ain't showed up yet.
Oh, it'll be here pretty soon. Now, let me see. Look at this hand, Miss Corbin. Tell me what I have.
Very well. You have very bad distribution. 1.5 on a trick.
Hey, Corby, take a peek at my hand, too, and tell me what I got.
Certainly. Oh!
Well, what have I got?
A very bad habit of biting your nails.
Oh, my gracious. What's the matter here?
What you mean, sis?
What, these cards, they...
Oh, that'll be the man with the ice cream, silly. Go get it and then put some nice, quiet music on the phonograph.
Yes, I'll put some ice cream on the phonograph and tell the man to be quiet.
Now then, Miss Corbin, what were you saying about the cards?
You don't think I've been stacking the cards, do you, sis? Oh, I never do that. Not that I can't, though. There's one trick I do where you pull any card into the deck and I shake it out of the pack into a wine glass. You got a wine glass on you any place, Corby?
McGee! What was you saying, Miss Corbin?
I was just observing.
McGee, that man, he didn't bring no ice cream. He brung something else, ma'am.
What did he bring?
Well, I brought you some Johnson's Glow Coat, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, Harpo, you here again?
Yes, I brought you your order of Johnson's Glow Coat.
Shucks, we ordered ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yeah. Oh,
well, that explains it. I thought you said a nice gleam.
Oh.
And by the way, if there's anything that will give your floors and linoleum a nice gleam, it's Johnson's Glow Coat. It makes your floors and linoleum shine and sparkle with only 10 minutes work. You simply spread a little Glow Coat lightly over the floor with a soft cloth or the special Glow Coat applier. Then go away and forget about it. Come back 20 minutes later and you'll find your floor shining like new, protected from dirt and wear with a tough, long-lasting polish. Johnson's Glow Coat requires no rubbing or buffing. But please don't confuse Glow Coat with any cheap polishes that become smeary and collect dust. Glow Coat sheds dust, and it assures a brighter luster, longer wear. And by the way, you save money by ordering Johnson's Glow Coat in the larger size cans. Well, so long, folks. I'll see you later.
That fella. I'm getting so as I'm scared to put on my socks in the morning for fear that heel will be hit into the toe.
Forget it, McGee. Now then, Miss Corbin.
I was about to remark that this is a very peculiar deck of cards.
Why now?
Notice your hand, Mrs. McGee. You have the tray and ten of diamonds and the nine of spades and the queen of clubs.
So what, Miss Carhorn?
Corbin. But Mr. McGee also has a tray and ten of diamonds and nine of spades and the queen of clubs.
Well, for heaven's sake, so he has. McGee, where did you get this deck of cards?
Who, me? Why, shucks, I told Silly to get them. Hey, Sil!
Yes?
Where'd you get these here cards, Sil?
That's where you told me to, boss.
Huh?
Out of the desk drawer. Y'all told me to pick out a nice, clean deck, and I did. I picked out cards from all them decks till I got one nice, clean one.
Rico Marcelli is happy to announce that he is receiving many very fine entries for the Amateur Songwriters Contest. The prize-winning music will be published by Irving Berlin, Incorporated, and the writer will receive all standard royalties. S.C. Johnson & Son, sponsors of this program, are also offering a special cash award of $100 for the winning song. This Amateur Songwriters Contest closes January 1st. For further details, address Rico Marcelli or Johnson's Wax, care of National Broadcasting Company, Chicago. Don't forget now, we've polished up another date for you at this same hour next Monday night when we'll join Fibber and Molly as they help decorate the Wistful Vista Municipal Christmas Tree. And if it's as hard to do as it is to say, we'll see who gets the trimming. Till then, let me say, twinkle, twinkle, little floor. Day by day, you glisten more. Johnson's Glow Coat made you bright. This is Harlow Wilcox, folks. Good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.